However, the Muslims have already been forewarned about an enemy that will face them, the last prophet of God. Muhammad said that a man will appear after the Muslims have conquered a Roman city called Constantinople. He will first appear as a tyrannical king, then he will be claimed to be a prophet, and finally, he will claim to be the Lord God himself. Already the first part of the prophecy has been fulfilled. Constantinople was conquered and renamed Istanbul. The prophet further foretold that this liar would start to conquer the world, country by country, fortress by fortress, region by region, town by town, and no place will remain unscathed except the two holy cities of Mecca and Medina. He will possess powers to issue a command to the sky, and it will rain, and to the earth, and it will produce crops. He will call to a false religion and bring something which resembles paradise and hell. But that which resembles paradise will in fact be hell, and that which resembles hell will in fact be paradise. He is the Dajjal, meaning imposter, and he will be born with one eye, and your Lord is not one eye. It is also known that before the appearance of the Dajjal, a group of people will pave the way, setting up a system to prepare the world for his arrival. In other words, these forerunner to the Dajjal and their system will bear all the characteristics of the Dajjal, and he will be the final embodiment of these in human form. The forerunners to the Dajjal are none other than the Freemasons. The one eye is one of the ways to recognize the Dajjal. The one eye is the symbol of the Freemasons. It is part of their beliefs and is taken from ancient Egyptian mythology. In their ideology, it represents the supreme being, sometimes referred to as the great architect of the universe. The scholars of Islam say that the similitude of the Dajjal is that of the Pharaoh who tarried with the prophet Moses. The Pharaoh was a tyrannical leader who elevated himself in status and declared himself to be God. He used magicians to create illusions and fool the people and oppressed all who did not conform to his false religion. Today, the Freemasons weave another kind of magic. The illusions they create take the form of hidden or openly propagated messages in films, televisions, cartoons, music, and all the other cogs in their well-oiled media machine. And this same media machine has continuously been put into action to slander and destroy the character of Islam, following another trait of the Dajjal, who goes further and slanders God directly. The Dajjal is an oppressor to all who do not follow him. He will have powers to increase the land harvest or destroy it, depending whether the people follow him. Similarly, the Freemasonic West, through the World Bank, hold the third world nations to ransom if they do not act in accordance with their wishes. Abundance of IMF development loans are often used to ensnare such nations, and the unattainable interest payments keep them ensnared. They are forced to submit or face economic collapse and dire poverty. Another way in which the Dajjal will control the people, either deluding them or forcing them to submit, is by spreading disease. He will have the ability to spread disease or cure it, effectively playing God. And with this power, he will delude many to his false religion. The Freemasons also play with people's lives in this manner. Evidence exists showing that many viruses have created or mutated in military labs and later used in experiments on human beings. And it has been established that AIDS is a man-made tool used to suit the purposes of Masonic West. The Dajjal shall try to strip God of all of his divine attributes and claim them for himself. This arrogance is also the way of the Freemasons, who are engaged in replacing the laws of God with those that are man-made and claiming justice across the land, using technology to monitor all that you do, trying to see and hear everything, using genetics to alter and to improve the creation to reach their false standards. Their arrogance knows no bounds, and they obey no law but that of their own making. These are the forerunners to the Dajjal. These are the Freemasons.